the last time we left off, you had gone to work at this linen store. You told me it was did a lot of things for rich people.
Oh, yes, trousseaus.
Uh-huh.
Trousseaus that cost thousands of dollars even then,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
A trousseau consists of 6 sheets, 6 bath towels. You putting that down?
Uh-huh.
6 bath towels, 6 washcloths, 6 everything was linen then. It was no synthetic stuff then.
Mm-hmm.
Linen towels, linen tablecloths, they were all monogrammed. Beautiful, beautiful
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even the handkerchiefs were monogrammed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people have that kind of stuff now.
I wonder. I'm not in the bracket, but...
No, they don't bother with that kind of... They have it, but they don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's too much trouble. They have to have help
mm-hmm.
to take care of it, and they can't get the help. Because people don't like to do that kind of work now.
Mm-hmm. So you mean that in terms of like keeping it up?
Yeah,
and
using it.
Uh-huh.
They don't entertain like they used to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyhow.
How had you heard about that job?
A friend of mine worked there.
Uh-huh.
A friend recommended me. And all I did was stamp the monograms on the linens. And then the man that embroidered them did. They were all done by machine, but they looked like they were hand done. This machine was a machine that did hand embroidery.
Mm-hmm. So, how long did you work there?
I worked there about 14 months.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. The lady's name is Mrs. Cracker, and she's still living.
Huh.
And she still has, she's moved the store out to Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
She's out there now. And she's doing real well.
You were saying at the time it was on Wilshire and...
Wilshire and Vermont.
Uh-huh.
And now she's moved away from there into Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to Beverly Hills with them because I no longer worked for them then.
Mm-hmm. Did you get called back to North America while you were working?
Yeah, while I was working there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just left overnight.
How did North America get back in touch with you?
Well, because they kept your
They kept
up with you. Yeah, the personnel kept up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Had your... From the time you started, they always kept that.
Mm-hmm. Did they send you a letter?
Yeah, they sent me a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And told me to report for work. So I did. And guess what I was getting? $1.20 an hour. That was big money.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I left there, I was getting $1 an hour, and they called me back at $1.20. Oh, my, that was good money,
mm-hmm.
we thought, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we went on, I went on, and a whole lot of other people called in at the same time. And I think I stayed... That was in, what year was that? Anyhow, I stayed 23 years.
So?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you said you had retired in
1965.
Uh-huh. So,
Then I started traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Caribbean. Went to Nassau. And from Nassau, I went to New York, spent the rest of the summer
mm-hmm.
with my sister. You see, that was 66. And my husband was still working then.
Mm-hmm.
He still worked.
And that was your second husband?
Yeah, my second husband. Oh, yeah.
Now, your first husband...
he died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he died. Yes, he was a seaman.
Mm-hmm.
When I was called back the second time, he worked on the sea.
Mm-hmm.
He was a chef cook.
Mm-hmm. Had he been away from home then quite a bit?
Oh, yeah. Go away and stay 8 months, 9 months, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during the war, too. And he was in several battles.
Did what during that time, so when you were by yourself, that had been the first time probably for quite some time that you had been.
Yes, because I didn't marry Walter until 1950.
Mm-hmm.
And I married him in 1950.
Mm-hmm.
And in 50 we've been married 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill and I stayed together we were together 23 years
mm-hmm.
before he died.
Mm-hmm. So, now...
And then I started traveling. I'd go back home to see my sister every year.
Uh-huh.
Every year.
Is this after you retired or...
That was after I retired.
Uh-huh.
I went every year. Then after I married Walter, I still went every year.
Mm-hmm.
See, Bill was a railroad man, had been a railroad man, and I could go because he could get a pass,
mm-hmm.
a railroad pass.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used to ride on these passes a lot with the two children.
Uh-huh. Now, your one daughter had... been living with your aunt for a while, right? Billy had been...
Yeah, she was little.
Uh-huh.
She was a little girl.
Yeah.
See. Billy married during the war.
Mm-hmm.
She married a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot about that.
Uh-huh. How old was she when she married?
17.
Uh-huh.
17 when she married.
How did you feel about her getting married?
Well, I thought she was too young because I wanted her to finish school.
Mm-hmm.
But she promised me, well, Mama, I'll go back to school, but she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because she got pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Had you, before she'd gotten married, had you had any ideas or about her future or any hopes for...
She was going to be a nurse because she took an academic course, you know,
mm-hmm.
and her teacher really wanted her to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to be a nurse. But she married this good-looking soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Good-looking soldier.
Mm-hmm.
She's 17. Because
mm-hmm.
I had to go with her down to the... courthouse to get married.
To give you permission?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Growing up, was she very, what kind of things was she active in and interested in?
What did she do? But she married so early, she didn't get a chance to do anything, you know. But she was interested in sports and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But after she got married and got pregnant, she didn't do anything because he went on back to the Army. He was stationed in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Or he was from Florida. And he was, when she married him, he went overseas.
Mm-hmm.
He went overseas, and he was in battle, but he was never wounded or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He was with Patton's Army.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And she got an allotment from him. Mm-hmm. Then after the baby was born, she went to, he was discharged into Florida. That was where he came from. So she went to Florida. She was going to live in Florida, but she didn't like the South. Mm-hmm. And he didn't like the South either. But he was born there.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did she tell you why she didn't like it there?
Well, she couldn't get a job or something.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to get a job and she couldn't find one.
Mm-hmm.
So she wrote me and asked me, is there anything she can do here? I said, yeah, come on back here. Maybe you can find something here. So she did. She worked for the telephone company when she came back.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael was little old. He was a holy terror. He was so horrible.
And so she had a son, and his name.
His name is Michael.
Uh-huh.
Michael.
How did she manage child care for him while she was working?
Well, she. Who took care of Michael? I didn't take care of him. I know, because I was still working.
Mm-hmm.
I think she took care of him herself.
Mm-hmm.
They bought a home. They lived here with me, lived in this house here with me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, then I met Walter. When I got ready to marry Walter, we switched houses.
Mm-hmm.
Walter gave them his house. And they moved in Walter's house, and by that time Walter and I got married, so he moved back and moved here, see?
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't been living in this house very long when Walter and I got married.
Mm-hmm.
Less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
Was it less than a year? Oh, less than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 2 years. Mm-hmm.
Now, your husband, your first husband died not long after you got the home, right?
I was living in this house 3 months
mm-hmm.
when he died.
Mm-hmm.
3 months.
Mm-hmm. Had you expected that he might be ill or anything, or was it sudden?
He said he was ill, but we didn't believe he was ill
mm-hmm.
because he was an alcoholic, and he never stopped drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And he just didn't believe he was ill.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, I'm going to go. He was a seaman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the hospital. So he went to the hospital out in Pasadena, which was a seaman's hospital. Turn it off.
Okay. So you're saying he had gone to the hospital then?
Yeah, went to the hospital and he was there exactly. Went on a Wednesday and Friday he was gone.
So that was really sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They operated on him.
Mm-hmm.
They thought he had pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
But when they operated on him, nothing. His liver was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was the end of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we really didn't believe he died, and we really didn't believe he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy was 14. Camille was 14. No, 12. No, Camille was 12. I married Walter when she was 14.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so she was Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a devout Catholic. She was.
Mm-hmm.
So
how did Camille manage to become a Catholic?
There was a little girl in the neighborhood that was Catholic, and she used to go to church with this little girl, and she liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, "Mom, can I be a Catholic?" I said, "Well, sure, you can go and you can be a Catholic if you want to." Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So she turned out to be a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed in the Catholic Church until she finished high school.
Mm-hmm.
finished high school, finished Catholic Girls High, went to USC, still Catholic. And when she went to state, she changed. Mm-hmm. She changed. Didn't believe in it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, they do change.
Yeah.
Don't believe in it. Are you Catholic?
I used to be.
Oh, you don't believe it either.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been active in it for some time, anyway.
No. So. Well, she isn't either.
Uh-huh.
Don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm. Is she active in any other church? Or
no.
Uh-huh.
Not then. In the meantime, she meets a fella by the name of, when she grows up, when she's in USC, UCLA. No. She went to UCLA,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a lot of work at UCLA. She learned how to make puppets, you know,
mm-hmm.
and to activate them and everything. She's very smart, very, had a lot of dexterity in her hands.
Mm-hmm.
And she was smart. She is smart. And she met this fellow, you know,
mm-hmm.
this lieutenant. And she was, by that time, she's 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
See, Walter and I put her through school. She bought herself a little car. We went to UCLA and lived up in Coldwater Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, Coldwater Canyon. And had a beautiful apartment up there. Lived alone.
Mm-hmm.
And she made beads and ceramics, and she went in for ceramics.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to Chouinard's. Do you know Chouinard College?
I've heard of it, but maybe for the tape you could explain more about.
It's a private college.
Mm-hmm.
You and I went there,
mm-hmm.
to Chouinard's.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick's getting tired.
Mm-hmm.
It's the California College of the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there and took the costume designing.
Mm-hmm. When did you do that?
All in between there. All in between. My children said they've never known a time when I wasn't in school.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been in school all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And which I'm still in school, still go to school.
Mm-hmm. So even during, say, like the war years when the kids were growing up?
I went to school.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of
things? I went to trade tech, taking sewing, taking pattern making, drafting, and I did all that, even when I was working in the war factory.
Mm-hmm.
After Walter and I got married,
mm-hmm.
I was still going to school. I went to USC,
mm-hmm.
and took a class in self-improvement,
mm-hmm.
10 weeks, two 10-week courses in self-improvement. Speech therapy, huh?
What is self-improvement? What was that class?
What does that consist
of?
Well, that teach you how to be a lady and
mm-hmm.
how to model. I took modeling techniques and how to dress, what to wear and when to wear it, and all that was mixed in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my teacher's name was Mrs. Bachman, Louise Bachman.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that course ended, I took a private course with her.
Mm-hmm.
And Walter and I, he just sent me on everywhere I wanted to go. I just went. At that time I was driving, I could go anywhere I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I was still working in the war factory, still working. But while I was doing all this,
mm-hmm.
so
you learned to drive later on after.
Yeah, I learned to drive after we bought a car. Walter and I bought a car,
mm-hmm.
and then I learned to drive. And and the way I learned to drive, I knew how to drive before. I used to.
Mm-hmm.
So the one they, we bought the car together before we married. And so I took him home. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was going to bring me on home. He just got on out of the car and went in his house and closed the door and left me sitting out there in the middle of the street. So I had to drive home. So I drove home all right. From that day on, I was driving by myself. Mm-hmm. So, anyhow, it was, looking at the time. This course was very, very interesting. Very interesting course. Mm-hmm. And I took another 6-week course with her. Mm-hmm. And learned how to, we had the color chart, how to do your colors and everything. And then when I finished with her, and after I retired, I went to Trade Tech. Mm-hmm. And took costume designing. Mm-hmm. That was the drawing end of it. And I never could learn how to draw. Mm-hmm. I never could. I never did learn how to draw. I could draw enough for me, mm-hmm. but I couldn't learn enough to draw to. I could never sell whatever I drew because I couldn't draw. Mm-hmm. So my teacher there, she was very interested in me too, Mrs. What was her name? Petrie. And I understand she's still there, the Trade Tech.
Well, at what point, you're saying, maybe you should go back to, you're saying that Camille had met a...
Lieutenant, yeah. She met this lieutenant. And this is another story, which I shouldn't go into. Because we're just about the end of this story, and then she had a little girl, mm-hmm. and she had this child adopted, mm-hmm. because he didn't want the child. Mm-hmm. She said, "Well, if you don't want her, I don't want her." Mm-hmm. So she had the child adopted, mm-hmm. and after 24 years, the child found her, and that's Christmas past. Her name is Krista. Mm-hmm. And that's why this is what I'm having the open house for the whole family to meet Krista.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want us to, that sounds like a whole...
Yeah, that's another story, another story in itself.
Uh-huh. That well. Now, maybe what I should do is go back a little bit with your daughters. Was your relationship different with each of them?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. They were very, very, Camille was a little fiery, but Billy was a very easygoing child, very easy, mild child. Mm-hmm. Camille was never mild. She's very, always wanted to be doing something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Billy is a fine, she'll be here too. To meet Krista, mm-hmm. Sunday, next Sunday, mm-hmm. we're having the open house for the family. Guess how many? 40 cousins and aunts and uncles and.
Krista's really coming into a hole.
Yes, I should say. Yeah.
40 people. They're all her relatives then.
Hmm?
It'll be the first time she's meeting?
Yeah, first time. She didn't even remember me. Because mm-hmm. she had adopted when she was 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And she was adopted into a very lovely family. Mm-hmm. A family of 3 boys and 1 girl. Mm-hmm. And she had a beautiful education. She went to San Francisco College, had college education. Mm-hmm. And she's 24 years old.
How did she manage to, did she just do a lot of work tracing back?
We don't know yet. Mm-hmm. We don't know how she did it. We'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about that when that happened?
Oh, I was excited. Oh, so excited. Oh, I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. You know, because I really wanted to see Krista. She's 5 foot, 5 foot, no, 5 foot seven. She's mm-hmm. a tall girl. Mm-hmm. And weighs 124 pounds, 25 pounds. Mm-hmm. So she's just about like you, thin. Mm-hmm. And Camille says she's a beautiful girl. Mm-hmm. And she hadn't seen her daughter in 20 years.
What kind of thing, Camille went on to school, you
said? Yeah, Camille went on and got a college education, got a master's degree in art, and now she's working on her doctorate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What, did she work in art, in the art field?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. She was going to be an occupational therapist, mm-hmm. but she found out there's no money in that, so she dropped that and went to state and got her teacher's credential. Mm-hmm. So she taught for a while, and she didn't like that. Mm-hmm. She didn't like teaching. Mm-hmm. Because she taught, she said, children are like animals. She couldn't stand it.
Was she teaching younger children then? Or?
Yeah, younger children. Mm-hmm. Occupational therapy. And the crippled children and mm-hmm. children that had something wrong with them. She taught those kind of children that had heart trouble and were not allowed to play, and mm-hmm. she had to take care of those kind of children. Mm-hmm. So she went on to New York, and she met a man, and they're still together. Mm-hmm. His name is Jim Hatch.
How long?
And they've been together 20 years. Mm-hmm.
Did they decide to just, to live together, or did she choose to marry him, or?
Well, you asked me a question that I can't even answer.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. But they've been together for
For 20 years. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. In New York, they have community property and everything. Uh-huh. And he's, Irish, I think, Irish or German or something, mm-hmm. from Iowa. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's a professor, college professor.
Mm-hmm. Have you met or, I mean, been in much contact with them?
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jim is fine. Oh, he's wonderful. Uh-huh. Wonderful fella. Mm-hmm. I just love him.
If you, when you were raising Camille and Billy, during the times when you were working, I know that Billy had stayed with the aunt for a time.
Yeah.
How did you manage childcare after?
Well, Billy was a big girl, and Billy is 7 years older than Camille. Mm-hmm. And so Billy sort of looked after Camille.